Hello, everyone. My name is Lauren Corey, and my podcast today will be a dive into the evolution of coming out in pop culture. I chose this topic because I think coming out will likely always be a spectacle in pop culture. Despite the growing acceptance towards LGBT people, I think that audiences will always be curious and want to get to know their favorite celebrities more. So, what is coming out? Coming out is a term used to describe the process of coming to terms with one's sexual or gender identity that doesn't mimic society's norms. This often leads to a person disclosing their sexuality or gender identity to their family, friends, and others. I'm just going to fill you in quickly about some themes I will be discussing. The first will be sexuality. Sexuality is a term used to describe one's sexual and romantic preferences. There are an array of sexualities that don't fit neatly into the heteronormative. I will also be discussing gender. According to Steven Seidman, gender is a non-superficial part of our lives. He states that feminists view this as a social identity and a set of norms that guide our behavior. Gender expression can be through clothing, hairstyles, body hair, and how you walk or talk. The third concept I will be discussing is popular culture. Andy Zeisler says that any cultural product that has mass audience counts as popular culture. They make the distinction that popular culture is accessible to anyone with the means to access it. For instance, with social media, it is free, but you do have to pay to access the technology and internet. So, let's get some background between the closeting of celebrities and popular culture. These closetings are called lavender marriages. These happened during the golden age of Hollywood, which was the 1920s. Hollywood executives would arrange marriages between gay, lesbian, or bisexual actors in order to appear heterosexual. In Steven Seidman's article, Theoretical Perspectives, he stated that historians believe modern homosexuals emerged in the 20th century but was immediately stuffed into the closet. This seems to be the case for Hollywood actors as well. These lavender marriages were commonplace from the earliest 20th century to the 1960s gay liberation movement. The marriages were contractual, and the Universal Film Company was the first to do so. They thought that coming out would be detrimental to their career of the actors, and being single would raise suspicion. The clauses allowed Universal to suspend actors' salaries if they were to come out. I'm going to provide two examples of lavender marriages, however, these have not been confirmed due to the contracts that were in place. The first suspected lavender marriage of all time was in 1919 with a film actor Rudolph Valentino and actress Jean Acker that was suspected to be lesbian. The second example is between Rock Hudson and his secretary Phyllis Gates. They divorced 2 years after they married when rumors of his sexuality and infidelity became overwhelming. Now I am going to move further down in my timeline. I'm going to talk about George Michael. For George Michael, I am going to discuss whether or not he was forcibly outed. In April 1998, he was caught hooking up in a bathroom in Beverly Hills by an undercover cop. He received public ridicule in the media, and The Sun reported a headline called, "Zip Me Up Before You Go-Go" on the front page. He was arrested, fined €500, and subjected to 80 hours of community service. A couple weeks later, he was interviewed on CNN and officially came out. He states, "To some degree, with pop stars or film stars, we become objects of people's self-definition as well as the object of sexual definition." I believe this is the case for him because he was clearly made a spectacle and his sexuality was now the joke. In Seidman's article, he mentions that we perform gender and sexuality. George Michael believes audiences feel like they can spot a gay person, but he thinks it works in the favor of popular culture because ambiguous sexualities attract both men and women. I think these statements coincide because celebrities are to market themselves. This can work in their favor, like George said, or backfire because their audience doesn't want to see them live authentically. Laverne Cox came out pre-fame in 1998. On National Coming Out Day, she did an interview to discuss her experience. She states that she's come out twice in her life, once when she knew she liked boys, this was pre-transition, so she came out as gay, and the second time as she came out as transgender. After her medical transition, she found it accepting to be recognizably trans. She started the hashtag Trans is Beautiful. She utilized social media to get the message across. In 2019, she teamed up with Democracy Now! She spoke about the murders of 19 trans women of color. She states, as we come out of the shadows, people want to force us back into the dark. We are saying, no, we deserve a right to live in the light. In 2015, Caitlyn Jenner came out as transgender in an interview with Diane Sawyer. Caitlyn Jenner, alongside her family, has managed to reach the top of social media, yet she took to traditional forms of media to come out. Traditional media, such as an interview and cover of Vanity Fair, allows one-way communication. If she was to use social media, it would grant the public to give their unwarranted perspectives and subject her to internet trolls and transphobia. Her global fame accessed audiences that usually wouldn't be following LGBT events and coming outs. I think this is why she took to a more formal approach of coming out rather than airing it on her reality TV show or social media. So let's move on to the new age of coming out on YouTube or social media. Erin Duffy, engendering the label of social media production, explains that businesses are run behind the scenes of social media platforms. YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, anything that you have a following base is a way to market yourself. With this in mind, we must acknowledge the possibility to capitalize on an influencer's talents and passions. This is not a new phenomena, it is just a reworked version of traditional media. Let's first discuss the benefits of YouTube's ability to build relationships between the influencer and the viewer. In a world where they're able to market, YouTube provides an authentic feeling between, so it's not surprising that many have taken to YouTube to post a coming out video. This allows them to bypass traditional media channels and be vulnerable without the pedestal. In 2013, Tom Daly, an Olympic diver, came out. He revealed he was in a relationship with another man. He posted his video on YouTube, and to this day, it has reached 12.7 million views on YouTube. It has 238,000 likes versus 11,000 dislikes. Later that year, Troy Sivan, a musician and ex-YouTuber, made his own. He was 18 at the time, and the video has amassed 8.7 million views with 566,000 likes versus 6,100 dislikes. Both of these videos were able to acknowledge the vulnerability that comes with posting to such a wide platform. They were each able to share as much or as little as they wanted to about their struggle with coming to terms of their sexuality. Some celebrities don't feel the need to make their coming out such a spectacle on social media. For instance, Lily Reinhart came out via Instagram in 2020. She posted that she was bisexual, and she was worried of being accused of looking for attention because her past relationships had been heteronormative. She states her bisexuality has been no secret to those in her life. Elliot Page also made an announcement in 2020. The actor announced on Twitter that he is transgender. He voiced his concerns about coming out by saying, "The truth is, despite feeling profoundly happy right now and knowing how much privilege I carry, I am also scared. I'm scared of the invasiveness, the hate, the jokes, and of the violence." This was a short, sweet, and heart-wrenching announcement, and it didn't require a long post or anything too profound to be said. It was just vulnerable. Judith Butler is mentioned in Steven Seidman's article. She believes that viewing heterosexuality as naturally complementary makes it seem like the right way of living. I believe that this is why there's so much backlash about coming out in pop culture. I hope that with the development of social media and different perspectives, it will no longer be the case that celebrities or anyone feels the need to fear expressing themselves and living their true, authentic lives. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you really learned something, and have a great rest of your night. Take care.